from your youth is to be able to establish that relationship. Where there's many different organizations, and it's my personal vision to be able to see all of them work together under one platform so that we have one voice. So we're not raising voices from different organizations, and I mean, that it's not a bad thing in itself. But if you think about if everyone was to come together and come together as one force, then the impact that we can have is enormous. I'm not going to take any more of your time. I just want to be able to say that Imam Youth has so much potential, as I believe you would agree, that having the ulama and having the youth all working together can achieve amazing results. So I would like that the elders please pay attention to the youth. As you know, the Prophet, the Imam, have emphasized on us paying attention to the youth and their affairs, and allow us to be able to prepare ourselves to become the future leaders of this community. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hamare darmiyan Manchester ke sabiq Lord Mayor Jinab Muhammad Afzal Khan sahab tashreef rakhte hain, hum unko welcome kehte hain. To abhi main daawat dene ja raha hu مرکز ہدایت کے نمائندے جناب مولانا سید عباس صابدی کو.
خیر ناصر و معین الحمد للہ رب العالمین وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا سید الانبیاء والمرسلین و نور السماوات والارضین ابی الزہرا محمد وعلى اہل بیتہ الطیبین الطاہرین المعصومین. اما بعد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ان تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت اقدامكم. مقصد واضح ہے کہ امت کو اکٹھا کیا جائے, مختلف آرگنائزیشنز کو آرگنائز کر کے ایک قومی پلیٹ فارم تیار کیا جائے. مجلس علماء قابل ستائش ہے, اور خاص کر نوجوان قیادت نے عملاً یہ ثابت کیا ہے کہ بہت کچھ کیا جا سکتا ہے. امت میں اس کی گنجائش بھی ہے, تشنگی بھی ہے, اور تقاضے بھی یہی ہیں کہ اتحاد کی منزل کو حاصل کیا جائے, مختلف ادارے آپس میں تعاون کرنے لگیں. انبیاء کا کام بھی یہی رہا ہے, لیکن اس میں دشواریاں ہوتی ہیں. ہمت نہیں ہارنا چاہیے ہمیں. پانچ بنیادی شرائط ہیں اجتماع کو, ایک معاشرے کو, ایک ملت کو بنانے کے لیے. پہلی شرط, ایمان کو مضبوط کیا جائے. ایمان اگر مضبوط نہیں ہوتا, کاروان مومن کا تیار نہیں ہوتا. دوسری چیز تدبیر ہے, حکمت سے کام لینا, وزڈم سے کام لینا. تیسری چیز عزم مصمم ہے. انسان اگر عزم نہ کرے تو گھر سے باہر نہ نکلے, اسے عزم کی ضرورت ہے. چوتھی چیز مثبت اقدامات پر زیادہ غور کرنا, اس لیے کہ اگر مثبت راہ کو ہم نے نہیں اپنایا, پازیٹو تھنکنگ کو نہیں اپنایا, تو ہم کاروان بنانے میں کامیاب نہیں ہو سکیں گے. پانچویں اور آخری چیز اخلاص ہے. ان تمام کاموں میں اخلاص کی ضرورت ہے. اگر للہیت نہیں ہے تو سب کچھ اسی دنیا میں دھرا کا دھرا رہ جاتا ہے. امت کو بنانا بہت ضروری ہے, لیکن خدا کے بندے انہیں بنانا بھی ضروری ہے. انہیں اللہ کے لیے تیار کرنا بھی ضروری ہے. انبیاء علیہ السلام کے لیے بھی یہ مسئلہ درپیش رہا ہے. وہ چاہتے ہیں کہ امت اکٹھا ہو جائیں, کوششیں بھی ہوتی ہیں. اگر آپ ایک منٹ مجھے اور دیں تو میں اسی ایک منٹ میں جلدی جلدی بات کو اپنے تمام کروں کہ اکثر انبیاء علیہ السلام کی زندگی میں ملتا ہے کہ انہیں اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ نے نبوت سونپنے سے پہلے بکریوں کے چرانے کا کام دیا. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ اگر کوئی نبی بکریوں کو کنٹرول کرنے میں کامیاب ہو جاتا ہے تو وہ انسانوں کو بھی کنٹرول کر سکے گا. اتنی بے سمجھ بکریاں ہوتی ہیں کہ ایک طرف سے آپ اکٹھا کریں تو دوسری طرف نکل جاتی ہیں, دوسری طرف سے اکٹھا کریں تو تیسری طرف نکل جاتی ہیں. تو نبی کے لیے حوصلے کی ضرورت ہے. دیکھیں, ایک تو پریکٹیکل اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ نے ہر نبی کو, تقریباً ہر نبی کو یہ ذمہ داری دی, اور ساتھ ہی ساتھ یہ بھی کہا کہ دعا بھی کرو, قل رب اشرح لی صدری, اے پروردگار میرے سینے کو کشادہ کر دے, مجھے براڈ مائنڈیڈ بنا دے, حوصلہ میرا اتنا زیادہ ہو کہ میں بہت ساری ناگوار باتوں کو برداشت کر سکوں, گالیوں کو تحمل کر سکوں, ناروا تہمتوں کو برداشت کر سکوں. بہت مشکل کام ہوتا ہے, انبیاء علیہ السلام کا یہ کام ہے, کوئی معمولی کام نہیں ہے. کسی زمانے میں ہم غزل زیادہ کہا کرتے تھے, اس پرانی غزل کا ایک شعر آخر میں سنا کر کے بات کو تمام کرتا ہوں کہ نہ کوتاہ فکری, نہ کم ظرفی, اور نہ حزن و ملال, کشادہ چاہیے دل میرے کارواں کے لیے. والسلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
اب میں المہدی فاؤنڈیشن بری کے افضال حسین صاحب کو دعوت دیتا ہوں کہ وہ تشریف لائیں اور وہ نمائندگی کریں. اس کے بعد مرکز اہل بیت بولٹن کے ڈاکٹر سبط ہادی صاحب موجود ہیں, ان کے بعد وہ تشریف لائیں. صلوات پڑھنے پر محمد والے محمد
باواز بلند صلوات. It's hard for me to speak front of two ulama, but alhamdulillah, there's so many here today, but I try my best to speak. I'm from Bari for Al Mehdi Foundations, and 2 years ago we got the Avre Imam Barga in Bari. Alhamdulillah, we got so big place, it's bigger than that. And we are thankful for the Majlis Ulama. They are helping us, and we're very grateful for the president of Majlis Ulama, Allama Sayyid Ali Raza Rizvi, and we chose him and pose him today to ease our surplus to Allah. And alhamdulillah, they're guiding us and they're helping us, and inshallah, we are the member of the Majlis Ulama. Thank you very much.
Ab main daawat deta hoon janab Dr. Sibt Hadi sahab ko, jo Markaz Ahle Bait Bolton ki namaindgi farma rahe hain.
I congratulate and thank Majlis Ulama Europe for holding this small conference, which I think will go a long way to bring all the institutions together, which is probably the aim of this conference. And I think we must all definitely help Majlis Ulama Shia Europe so that this aim is fulfilled. It is really important that we hear that call from Majlis Ulama Shia Europe, because many a times we are complaining that the ulama are not taking a lead. Now this time ulama have taken a lead, and we should respond to that. I thank Majlis Ulama Shia Europe for giving this opportunity to the institution which is called Markaz Ahle Bait Bolton. This works under the auspices of Mustafa Welfare Society and is a registered charity. Maulana Abdi Sahib talked about sincerity, he talked about strategy, he talked about positive thinking, and he talked about Iman. Now we take a pride in saying to you and informing you that in a very short time, between 2011, when we passed our first constitution, within 3 years, this is 2013, we have fulfilled some of the promises that we had made to the community in Bolton and Greater Manchester. So with all those ingredients that I am very proud that we have in Markaz Ahle Bait Bolton team and the Momineen of Markaz Ahle Bait, who have worked tirelessly in order to make the institution successful. The first thing that we thought was the youth, because we are a youth-oriented organization. What we did was we were renting some accommodation, and the first thing we did was institute a school, a Sunday school, which is run on British school principles, and the principal is Maulana Sayyid Israr Hussain Sahab Qibla. And he runs the school just like a British school. And today, I think my understanding is that we have got something between 65 to 85 students coming to our Sunday school. This makes probably us the biggest Sunday school in the Northwest. The second thing that we did was quickly find a suitable accommodation for the center, and we have been able to procure a appropriate building, about 10,000 square feet in Bolton. It was an old school, and I think all Imam Bargahs are actually schools, so we are continuing that tradition in that school. And currently we are now, this is the second year, and we are just trying to renovate that building entirely on our own resources with the help of the community in Bolton, and I invite you all to help us in that. So apart from that, of course, we are doing the Muharram programs, very successful Muharram programs, and our differences, I call ourselves trendsetters. So we have set the trend that we'll have an English majlis before the Urdu majlis, so that the youth can be integrated into it. Last year we did a Sayyidatul Nisa conference with co-hosted with Hidayat TV, and we have done so many programs that I can tell you about, but the time has ran out. So we are a very successful and sincere organization, and I request you to help us all, and I thank Majlis Ulama Shia Europe for giving us this opportunity. Thank you.
So abhi daawat de rahe hain Maulana Zafar Hashmi, ye Rochdale mein alim deen hain.
My name is Sayyid Zuhair Al-Hashmi. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من شر الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الهداة المنتجبين. أما بعد, I would like to thank Majlis Ulama Shia for the opportunity of gathering all the centers in this conference. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qala Allahu al-Hakim fi muhkam kitabihi al-Karim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, inna Allaha la yughayyiru ma biqaumin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Sadaqa Allahu al-Aliyyu al-Azim. It's very difficult to talk about a very nice and positively thinking center like Rochdale Mustafa Islamic Center. The people invited me over 6 months ago, and what I've seen from them, mashallah, determination in carrying forward the message of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim. The center is very small, but there are some plans to expand the center, and inshallah we are working on it, and maybe you've seen the battle which the center had with the local council over the BBC over the expansion of that center. According to some people, they wanted that center to remain small, but alhamdulillah, we got the plans and we are thinking of expanding. Very quickly, I hope the 3 minutes not finished. Very quickly, every center is an organization. The organization, in definition, it is a group of people coming together to form a place which gathers them, and they have a united vision. Basically, they want to execute that vision. Our vision for the Mustafa Islamic Center is simple: political, economical, and social. Political, in terms of political, we mean by that we open up to the local authorities, to the MPs, to the police, and so on and so forth. To help our community, we have to have some contact with the country which we are living in. We cannot exclude ourselves. That's the political, and obviously we cannot extend because the time is running out. Economical, a center is a place effectively I have to go to when I need help. At the moment, most of the centers is a place needing help. When you come to a center, you expect to pay money. In fact, a center is a place in the Islamic ideology, is a place where giving out money. When there are young people who want to get married, when there are young people in trouble, the center is supposed to help them out, not to come and ask them for a donation and ask them for money. From that view, we decided to carry on a progress of kind of economical change into the ideology of the center, which is to employ some sort of business into the center so we can get a stable income to the center rather than asking people for money. But inshallah, this will be for the future. Social, women, children, and especially the youth and men. This is very important. Women education and women concentrating on the women in the centers are not there. We have a Friday prayer. We have Thursday night program. We have everyday school, which 5 days a week, evening school. But yet the women role is not there. It is negligible. It's very small, minute. So we need to emphasize on that, and we need to get the level of education for the ladies over there higher. So we will work on that, inshallah, through the various programs which we set to go through. Youth, which I want to emphasize on youth. Youth are the next generation. Unfortunately, I would like to see most of the conferences which happening like this one, all in English. Because the youth are going to be sitting in your seat in the next 5 or 10 years. But unfortunately, we don't see many youth in here. We see organizers, but we don't see youth. I've seen through experience from 404 to Cheetham Hill, Al Hussein Masjid, to an Iraqi center, to the Islamic center, to Jamaat al-Muntazar as well, and now in Rochdale, I've seen it clearly that we're losing the battle. We are losing the battle. The reason behind that, because we're not focusing on their mentality. We're talking to them in our own country's mentality, and this is wrong. We're carrying the baggage of our own countries to them, and this is wrong. We need to talk to them in a way that they can understand it. We communicate with them in a way that they can participate, pull them back to this community by talking in different languages. For example, Urdu, yes, it's their mother tongue language, but let's us little bit go away from emphasizing or learning that language. Let's talk to them in the English language. Let's get them back to the right track, so we will not lose the children and the center will be empty like some of lots of the centers in Manchester. One last words, which I think the 3 minutes is finished. The Alimuddin. Alimuddin, mashallah, the Ulamuddin are available. But the problem is, the community expect the Alimuddin to help them. And the Alimuddin cannot do everything. Alimuddin can guide, can be a visionary, but an Alimuddin cannot do everything on their own. So my last word is for the people that help the centers and not expect the centers to do everything for you. If you do not participate in the help and the building of your Islamic centers, these centers will never do their work. You're coming there, today I came with a friend, and the friend told me, why are you bothering? Why are you going there? Why are you bothering? Yes, this is the mentality we have. Why are you bothering? Because they've been let down by so many conferences, talk, and there is no action on the ground. Inshallah, by Majlis Ulama Shia and by the centers in here, inshallah, there will be action on the ground. And it is a huge opportunity as well for the Shia community to participate into this system and to be part of that system and to integrate into this system. And inshallah, it is a very good opportunity as well for all of us to expand our community and to open up to the other communities. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahri.
I'm giving you a call to Barle, the Islamic Center, Central Mosque. اس کے سیکرٹری جنرل جناب سید علی مرتضی صاحب.
الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد واجل فرجہم واہل قدوہم من الجن والانس ابن الاولین والآخرین صلوات آل محمد. I've been in 3 minutes, it means 100 meter race, so میں آپ کو زیادہ وقت نہیں لوں گا. 3 منٹ دیے گئے مجھے. علی علیہ السلام کے قول سے اپنے پیغام کا آغاز کرتا ہوں کہ تم کوئی اچھا کام کرو اور لوگ تمہیں برا کہیں, یہ بہتر ہے بجائے اس کے کہ تم برا کام کرو اور لوگ تمہیں اچھا کہیں. اب کیونکہ یہاں مختلف اداروں کے نمائندگان موجود ہیں, میں ان سے مخاطب ہوں, کیا وقت